back to the Rick Smith Show. Check out the website, therickssmithshow.com. So, you know, like I said, you know, that American dream that my kids are going to do better than me, I've done better than my parents, that has, well, has fallen. Like I said, you know, if you were born in 1940, there was like a 94% chance that you were going to do better than your parents. That has fallen to below 50%. That's scary, scary stuff. And if you look at the Midwestern states, again, even lower than that. And you wonder why there's anger out there. You wonder why there's frustration. You look at the fact that people are still, you know, working harder, longer, and still struggling to get by, worried about healthcare, worried about education, worried about all kinds of stuff, and yet coming out of Washington, coming out of our elected leaders, and the hope that they put into Trump, not helping. That's why we've asked our good friend Isaiah Poole, Communications Director with People's Action, to come talk about some of the issues and what they're doing to keep us up to date, informed, and moving forward. Isaiah, thanks for taking time for us.
My pleasure.
So, you know, I look at this recent, you know, piece, this recent study put out saying, look, you know, that generational promise of your kids are going to do better than you, not so much.
Yeah, that's an old story, actually. I mean, this has been percolating for quite some time. There have been other studies that have made the same point. And, you know, people certainly in your neighborhood, a lot of the people in my neighborhood, for that matter, I mean, we don't need those surveys. I mean, we know the reality. Yep. We know that our kids are sleeping in our basements or our living rooms because they can't afford an apartment, even though they have a college degree and they can't get a job that would enable them to strike out on their own. We see the statistics about family formation being delayed. Because of the economy and the economic prospects that people feel. So, you know, the studies are just confirming what we know from real life.
Yeah.
And let me just say that the problem is that, you know, what we have in the White House right now and what we have in the Congress and the kind of things that are happening in the Congress right now have no connection at all to addressing this core problem we have of not having an economy that supports the upward movement of working people.
Agreed.
And the strengthening of middle class.
And it's only going to get worse. And I look at 2:00 this morning, the Senate confirmed Tom Price is the head of Health and Human Services, who he has said his goal is to dismantle, destroy, repeal, replace, however you want to put it, do away with health care for some 30 million people who get it through the Affordable Care Act. Again, this is one of those moments where we had a step forward and they're going to take us 3 or 4 back.
Well, exactly. And the interesting thing about that is that, you know, there have been these town halls. If we remember the town halls that were used to sweep this Republican majority into power.
Yep, get your hands off my Medicare.
Exactly, this Tea Party uprising. Well, we're seeing the reverse of that in spades, where, you know, dozens upon dozens of people are showing up at Republican town hall meetings. Saying, look, Obamacare has been beneficial to us. The Affordable Care Act has been essential. You know, do not dismantle this. Instead, let's talk about improving it. And most of the Republicans, my favorite response, of course, is Dave Brock. And if you remember, he's the Virginia congressman who dethroned the former House Majority Leader.
Yeah, you've already forgotten his name.
Yeah.
I try to forget him as well.
And, you know, he rose up from this sort of this Tea Party insurgency. And his comment that he was upset about the constituencies getting up in his grill. But the reality is that, yes, healthcare is going to be, it's going to be a defining issue. That's going to cut against the Republicans because the plans, to the extent to which they have a plan, it's going to create more chaos in healthcare markets. It's going to leave more people out. This talk of turning Medicaid into a block grant is a built-in disaster because that means less care for fewer people who can least afford it. I just can't. This is going to be a terrible loss for the Republicans are going to get devastated over this, and they know it.
Well, which is why what we're seeing coming out of them, and I don't know if you saw the debate the other night with Senator Sanders and Senator Cruz, which I think people should really look at because there are two very different visions of what we should be doing in this country. The one that I prescribe to is what Senator Sanders has been talking about. I've been a single payer guy from the beginning. And there's the other side where it's basically we're going to set up these gimmicks. We're going to put people into high risk pools and then starve them off to die. And then we're going to have health savings accounts for wealthy people to be able to hoard money. That seems to be what was right in front of us.
Yeah. And, if you think of the health savings account idea, if you are already making $10 or $11 or $11 an hour, and you're trying to raise a child. Come on now. What kind of health savings account are you going to be able to have once you pay your rent, once you pay your groceries, once you put your clothes on your kids for school, once you pay for your transportation back and forth to work, once you pay for child care? How in God's green earth do you get to put money away for a health savings account and then the Republicans will also, because they want to cut your Social Security, and they will tell you, well, you need to save for your own retirement, and you're in a job where you don't have an IRA or a 401k or a pension, so therefore all of that's on you. But also, $15 an hour, if you demand that, we're going to oppose it. If you demand a union, we're going to oppose it. We're going to do everything to keep your wages down, and we're going to strip out all of the other supports that you need, and we're going to basically give you these false solutions that you cannot take advantage of because, who can save money when your wages are being actively suppressed?
Now, this is what I've been saying, though. All of these gimmicks aside, people just want to know that if they're sick, they get to go to the doctor. If their children are sick, they're going to get the care that they need. All of these gimmicks, and this is where I think the Republican argument falls down. Well, I want to have choices. What do you mean choices? Do I want to cover colon cancer or not? Do I want to say, I'm probably not going to get a heart attack. Let's not get heart attack insurance. Cruz kept going back to this, to the 102-year-old woman who was angry that, she had to have maternity care in her health care. I would say that health care should cover your health. Regardless, and we're all in the pool, we all pay into the system, and we get the care that we need. I don't think it has to be any more complicated than that.
That's 100% correct. And in fact, if we don't make it so complicated, that is one of the ways that we can lower costs, just through simplification, through stripping out these hoops that people have to jump through because we have this jerry-rigged Rube Goldberg system of private health insurance companies and, individual state regulations, federal regulations, and you know, it's an all a big incoherent mass in which that creates ways for big corporations to game the system.
Yeah, it's just crazy.
And profiteer.
I mean, it's just crazy that we have a system set up like this that enriches the handful at the expense of the lives of those of us at the bottom. I did want to move along and find out your thoughts on some of the confirmations. Were you surprised at Betsy DeVos? Are you surprised at Price? And do you think there's any way to push back on Mnuchin and Puzder?
I was not surprised by DeVos. We knew that that was going to be a hard fight, but... you know, the Republicans are holding firm. I am, the good news is, well, before I get to the good news, on Tom Price, is really sad, though, that the obvious conflict of interest issues, the idea that Price was buying stock in companies, pharmaceutical companies, that he was then legislating to benefit was not a showstopper. It shows how ethically depraved this process has become.
Yeah, I agree.
The good news is that the Putzer nomination for Secretary of Labor seems to be, may be in potential trouble. Because you have three or four Republicans who have been concerned about both his finances and the fact that he had an illegal immigrant, a not undocumented immigrant in his employ, that he wasn't paying taxes on. Wasn't paying Social Security taxes on,
right.
I understand.
And again, that's brought down other people for cabinet positions in the past, which again makes me go that the Trump administration did not do any vetting of these people and really threw someone like Puzder to the wolves without them really thinking what was possible. And it sounds
exactly
like I'm defending
right.
Puzder, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Well, you know, one of the things I read was, and I think it's true, I think generally Trump has in many ways outsourced the process of filling his cabinet to a combination of Mike Pence and a bunch of conservative corporate, I don't know what the
Shills hacks.
Shills hacks. But that, you know, you sort of like you think of all of these corporate chieftains who are right-wing extremists, and you put together this dream list, and, you know, these guys sort of, oh, now we can just rush in, throw these guys in, and they'll roll. But it's not about serious governance.
And that's the other question I wanted to ask you about, because, you know, is what we're seeing before us, the total, you know, incompetence of the Trump administration thus far, will this be one of those moments where all of the 30 years of government doesn't work and government's bad and all these politicians are all horrible? Is this not a moment where we look and go, you know, maybe they weren't so bad after all? I mean, really, got somebody, and really to push back on that frame that business owners and business people, they can run stuff. Yeah, you can run it right into the ground.
Well, you know, what I hope this brings an end to is the notion of government can run it like a business, because government is not a business. Government should not be a business. That was one of the reasons why Betsy DeVos should have been ruled out as Secretary of Education, because education is one of government's most important functions.
Right.
And the idea that schools should be turned into corporate competitors, where, you know, all of the rules of the market suddenly apply, that goes against every core tenet of education.
And against common sense.
And it goes against common sense. Likewise, if you look at all of the core functions of government, all of the ways in which government should be serving people, none of that works in the context of the way 21st century corporate America works. Government is about service. It's about meeting people's needs. It's about making sure that there is a national interest, that individual needs are, you know, that it's meeting individual needs in the context of a national interest. And it's not about profit. It's not shareholders first. It's human beings first.
Citizens first. You're right.
Citizens first.
Last question.
So, yes.
You know, in the coming week, I mean, we're only 3 weeks into this nightmare. In the coming weeks, what are you watching? What are you paying attention to?
The big week is going to be the week of the 19th. That's when these members of Congress go back to their individual districts.
Okay.
And when these individual members of Congress go back to their districts, House members and Senate members, I know People's Action affiliates, and we have affiliates in about 30 states. I know that those affiliates are planning to greet their members of Congress in their districts.
Right. So what you're saying is get out there.
And get out there. Find out where your congressman's town hall is going to be and show up.
There you go.
Let's make some noise and let's put some heat under this Congress.
There you go. Good stuff. Isaiah, I appreciate you taking some time for us. Look forward to talking to you again.
Fantastic.
As always, our good friend Isaiah Poole, communications director there at People's Action. You want to take a look at their website, just go to ricksmithshow.com. Click on Isaiah's name. Take you right there. Quick break. Right back. Stick around. You'll listen to The Rick Smith Show. We're working people. Come to talk.
Think of all the crossings. Taking steps is easy. Standing still is hard. Remember all their faces. Remember all their voices. Everything is different. The second